Now we begin the English language transmission from Pyongyang, the capital of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Now here's the news. The great leader Kim Jong-il sent a wreath, the bier of the late Ri Jae-gang, first deputy department director of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea and deputy to the Supreme People's Assembly of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea on the 3rd, expressing deep condolences over his death.
Newspapers of different countries featured the 46th anniversary of the great leader Kim Jong-il's start of war at the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea. The Cambodian newspaper People on May the 26th carried an article titled For the People, illustrated with a photograph of great Kim Jong-il seeing the cascading Villalon fiber. The newspaper praised that leader Kim Jong-il is a statesman truly enforcing the politics of love and trust for the people and a model of the people's leader personifying the devotion to the people. The Russian newspaper Zavtra No. 20 carried a special article along with a photograph of great Kim Jong-il in his revolutionary activities. The article stressed that since he started his work at the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, leader Kim Jong-il has directed efforts to realizing President Kim Il-sung's idea of believing in the people as in heaven, and the Workers' Party of Korea has become a united organization that has a strong principle of independence and ties over the trials of history without vacillation.
Mass rallies of North Yunnan Province, Chagang Province, South Hamgyong Province, and Liangang Province were held on the 1st and the 2nd, denouncing the U.S. imperialists and the South Korean traitorous Lee Myung-bak group for their anti-DPRK confrontation plots. Present there were officials of local party and power organs, public organizations, institutions at different levels, factories, enterprises, and farms, working people and youth and students. The reporters and speakers at the rallies said, the situation of the Korean Peninsula has become extremely acute due to the unprecedented conspiratorial moves of the South Korean war fanatics and the U.S. imperialist aggressors for confrontation against the DPRK, and stressed that the enemy's senseless fabrication of the sinking of the warship Chunnam is an undisguised declaration of a war against the DPRK. They fully support the statement of a spokesman for the National Defense Commission of the DPRK, the press statement of a spokesman for the Committee for the Peaceful Reunification of Korea, the important notice of the General Staff of the Korean People's Army, and the press statement of a spokesman for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the DPRK, which solemnly declared the principled stand for the security of the country and nation in connection with the prevailing grave situation. Noting that all people of the country are getting ready to answer the enemy's punishment with a merciless retaliatory blow and give a stern punishment to the heinous war maniacs, the reporters and speakers stressed that they would wage the general offensive for the improvement of the people's standard of living more dynamically, firmly taking a rifle in one hand and hammer and sickle in the other.
The Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea and the Presidium of the Supreme People's Assembly of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea published an obituary of Ri Jae-gang on June the 2nd. The obituary said, Ri Jae-gang, first Deputy Department Director of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea and Deputy to the Supreme People's Assembly of the DPRK, regrettably died from a traffic accident at 00:45 on June the 2nd, Chuche 99 or 2010 at the age of 80. Ri Jae-gang, who was trained as a competent official under the care of the great leader President Kim Il-sung, is a faithful revolutionary soldier who has devoted his all to the struggle for the strengthening and development of the Workers' Party of Korea and the completion of the revolutionary cause of Chuche through the ideal and leadership of the great leader Kim Jong-il. For his services rendered to the country and revolution, he received many state commendations, including Order of Kim Il-sung, the Supreme Order of the DPRK, and remained intensely loyal to the leadership of the party until the last moment of his life. Different sectors of the national economy in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea have fulfilled their assignments in May by boosting production with a determination to land a hammer blow on the conspiratorial moves of the U.S. imperialists and the traitorous Lee Myung-bak group for confrontation against the DPRK. The workers at hydraulic and thermal power stations across the country considerably increased power generation and have fulfilled their assignments in April and May. The officials and workers under the Ministry of Mining Industry fulfilled their monthly plan at 101.7% by tapping and utilizing the internal reserves and possibilities to the maximum. Those of chemical industry also brought about an upsurge in production and successfully hit the highly set target of production in May. The workers of the Kimchaek Iron and Steel Complex fulfilled their monthly plans at 125.5% in total industrial output value, 102.6% in pig iron production, and 104.2% in world steel production through their dynamic efforts for increased iron and steel production.
The officials and working people in North Pyongan province of the DPRK are making innovations in the production of consumer goods in the spirit of resolutely punishing the U.S. imperialist and traitor Lim Yong-bak and his group of South Korea who are running amok to stifle the DPRK. Factories and enterprises in the province increased the consumer goods production by actively tapping and mobilizing internal reserves through a mass campaign and produce good quality consumer goods with raw materials rich in the local area.
Pin planting has been nearly finished in the rural communities of South Pyongan province when all the cooperative farms across the DPRK are seething with a spirit of resolutely smashing the moves of the U.S. imperialists and the traitorous Lim Yong-bak group for confrontation against the DPRK.
Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, Emir of the state of Qatar, on May the 31st, met and conversed with a delegation of the DPRK Foreign Ministry headed by Vice Minister Kim Hyung-jun to the 10th Doha Forum. On the occasion, the Korean delegation head conveyed the regards of the great leader Kim Jong-il to Emir Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani. The Emir of Qatar expressed deep thanks for it and asked the delegation head to remind leader Kim Jong-il of his best regards. A spokesman for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the DPRK answered the questions raised by the Korean Central News Agency on the 3rd as regards the Israeli military attack on the peaceful ships bound for Palestine carrying humanitarian goods. The spokesman said, "On May the 31st last, the Navy of Israel indiscriminately attacked a fleet of ships for humanitarian aid which were carrying relief goods for the people in Gaza Strip of Palestine on the open sea of the Mediterranean with the mobilization of 3 warships, military helicopters, and hundreds of commando troops. As a result, tens of civilians aboard the ships were ruthlessly killed and wounded, and the whole of the fleet, comprised of 6 ships and more than 700 Palestinian solidarity activists, were captured and taken to a port of Israel. The case is an immoral crime committed under the connivance and patronage of the United States and an open challenge to the Arab people, including Palestinians, and the process of peace in the Middle East. The United States, zealous in the record of international pressure and sanctions against the DPRK after the fabrication of the warship Tsunam, is conniving at the inhuman military acts of Israel. This fact alone clearly shows the standard of the U.S. policy for the world peace and security. We strongly denounce the brigandish acts of Israel and express full support and solidarity to the cause of Palestinian and other Arab people."
The U.S. imperialist and the South Korean puppet war hawks announced that they would stage a joint anti-submarine exercise on the West Sea of Korea from June the 8th. To be reportedly involved in the projected joint military exercise are the U.S. 7th Fleet's supernuclear carrier George Washington, Aegis destroyer, nuclear submarine, and other huge troops. The Warhawks said the change of the date of the military exercise from late June to the beginning of the month is a strong signal to the North and a warning revealing their attempt for confrontation against the DPRK.
The U.S. Regional Committee of the Overseas Committee for the Implementation of the June 15th Joint Declaration released a statement on May the 28th denouncing the war mimics moves to provoke a war against the DPRK. The statement said the South Korean authorities should not kick up a world racket with their hardline policy against the North, but make an objective and scientific verification of the sinking of the warship Tsunam, and the United States should stop involving itself in the recent case and open to the public the information related to the case. The statement strongly demanded the Lim Yong-bak government and the United States stop at once the hostile acts of worsening the crisis of war on the Korean Peninsula through confrontation. Meanwhile, the chairman of the United Confederation of Koreans in Kyrgyzstan released a press statement on May the 31st under the title, "The traitorous group must put an immediate end to their military conspiratorial farce."
The Citizens of Solidarity for Democratic Society and the Bar Association for Democratic Society in South Korea held a joint press conference on May the 31st and demanded the Popular Ministry of National Defense open for public information concerning the sinking of the warship Cheonan. They said a lot of doubts are arising as the military authorities did not open to the public important information, including navigation and communication records at the time of the sinking, and demanded them produce all the materials for clarifying the truth behind the case.
The Junior Students' Council of Chungnam University of South Korea issued a statement on May the 29th in denunciation of the puppet police suppression of a student. The statement said that the detectives of the Security Investigation Group worked off the chairman of the 2009-term General Students' Council of Chungnam University. It denounced that the authorities are running wild to maintain their power through the fabrication of the sinking of the warship Cheonan with unreliable evidences and at the same time mercilessly suppressing the forces opposed to it. The statement demanded the authorities release the student they worked off, abolish the national security law, and resign from office.
Cases of suicide in protest against the anti-popular administration of the traitorous Lee Myung-bak group take place consecutively in South Korea. On May 31st, a monk in Gunhwe County, North Gyeongsang Province, burnt himself to death after leaving a note denouncing the puppet authorities for their Fall River Improvement Project, irregularities and corruption, and pro-plutocratic policy. Earlier on May the 25th, a part-time lecturer of Joseon University is said to have killed himself, deploring the reality of the corrupt South Korean society in which the professorship is bargained for hundreds of million won of money.
The Chinese newspaper Global Times on May the 31st carried an article titled, "The United States Gains Profit from the Northwest War of Korea." The newspaper wrote that recently the confrontation between the North and the South of Korea has reached the extreme due to the sinking of the warship Cheonan and continued. As the West, led by the United States, firmed up the conflict between the DPRK and South Korea, peace and security of Northeast Asia are facing a serious challenge. The United States instigates the traitorous Lee Myung-bak group, the confrontation against the DPRK, while shifting the responsibility for the sinking of the warship onto the DPRK. The greatest interest of the United States lies in keeping the relative tensions on the Korean Peninsula and controlling the situation within the limits of the possibility of not bringing an all-out war, the newspaper exposed.
The British chapter of the Korean Friendship Association headquartered in Spain made a public statement on May 24th in support of the statement of a spokesman for the National Defense Commission of the DPRK, the press statement of a spokesman for the Foreign Ministry, and the statement of a spokesman for the DPRK Committee for the Peaceful Reunification of Korea. The statement demanded the US imperialists and the South Korean puppet clique put an immediate end to the hostile moves against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea and make a clear investigation into the sinking of the warship Cheonan. The statement fully supported the just stand of the DPRK to take self-defensive measures and answer retaliation with a stronger retaliation in case another sanctions are applied to Korea in connection with the recent case. Meanwhile, the French Revolutionary Communist Union issued a statement on May 25th denouncing the traitorous Lee Myung-bak group for kicking up a frantic racket against the DPRK after the fabrication of the sinking of the warship Cheonan. And that is the end of the news read by Kim Hyun-ok and Lim Tae-ho. This is Voice of Korea.
The Daily Rhythm Shimun of the DPRK on Thursday carried a commentary titled, "Inverse Gangster-like Logic." The commentary said, "At the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty Review Conference, some hostile forces, including the United States, slandered again the withdrawal of the DPRK from the treaty and blared that we had not observed the treaty provisions properly and that they should force us to pay for the violation of the treaty. They also floated public opinion calling for not recognizing the DPRK as a nuclear state and demanding us dismantle nuclear arms and return to the treaty. Their ulterior intention is to brand us as a nuclear criminal at any cost, and thus justify their rash acts against the DPRK and realize their dishonest purpose. Our withdrawal from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty was a self-defensive measure taken to defend the supreme interests of the state from the increasing nuclear threat of the United States, and it was a due exercise of the independent rights of the DPRK. By abusing the treaty, the United States gravely encroached upon the sovereignty of the country and intensified the nuclear threat more undisguisedly. To cope with the emergency, our republic made a legitimate withdrawal from the treaty, the commentary explained in detail and continued. Even after the withdrawal of the DPRK from the treaty, the U.S. nuclear threat continued and was further intensified with each passing day. We made nuclear arms legitimately and openly to defend the sovereignty of the country and the security of the nation from the ever more undisguised nuclear threat of the United States. As we are out of the treaty now, we are not bound by any obligations of the treaty, nor we care for any view of others. The DPRK has a due right to keep expanding and strengthening the nuclear deterrent as much as necessary for defending the supreme interests of the country. It is an inverse gangster-like logic that the hostile forces tried as if we violated the treaty, which has invited a nuclear arms race and brought grave difficulties to the nuclear non-proliferation system. The United States is groundlessly slandering the DPRK, talking about violation of the treaty and nuclear proliferation. It is a shameless and despicable trick to cover up their true colors as the mastermind of a nuclear arms race and nuclear proliferation and shift the responsibility for them onto the other. For the Korean Peninsula to be nuclear-free, it is required to remove the nuclear threat of the United States and its hostile policy towards the DPRK. That was a commentary titled, Inverse Gangster-like Logic, carried in the Daily Rodong Shimun of the DPRK on Thursday. This is Voice of Korea.
Dear listeners, now is the time for the great leader, President Kim Il-sung's reminiscences of the century. Today we bring you the last installment of Section 5, the Association for the Restoration of the Fatherland, of Chapter 12, to hasten the liberation of the country. After the adoption of the inaugural declaration of the Association for the Restoration of the Fatherland, or ARF, we discussed a name it should be published under. All the participants in the meeting suggested that it should be published in my name. They said that this problem admitted no room for debate, and that as a matter of course, the declaration should be published in my name, as I had been the first to propose the establishment of the ARF and had been in charge of the work of the preparatory committee for its formation, and also as I had worked out its program and inaugural declaration. However, I held a different opinion. The ARF had to assume a national form in order to rally all the anti-Japanese forces of the entire Korean people. Consequently, I thought it correct to use as a sponsor a well-known elderly patriot who had taken an active part in the Korean independence movement since the Righteous Volunteers Army movement and the March 1st movement. I thought that our existence was not generally known to wider sections of the people at home, because until then, the Korean People's Revolutionary Army had mainly fought with the Manchurian area as the scene of operations. Following the establishment of new secret bases in Mount Baekdu and the expansion of the armed struggle deep into the homeland, my name became widely known to the people at home. I think that probably one of the issues of the Mail Sinbo Daily News for September 1936 was the first newspaper at home to report on the movement and the struggle of our main unit. At the time, this newspaper noted artfully, a unit consisting of 150 to 160 soldiers has advanced to Changbai County, and the head of the unit is said to be Kim Il-sung.
Using this as a start, home publications frequently published our activities. I said to the delegates at a meeting straightforwardly, all of you insist that the inaugural declaration should be published in the name of a certain man because he was the first to initiate the inauguration of the association, was in charge of the preparatory committee for its inauguration, and also worked out its program and rules. There is no real point in offering prominence to one man to me, only taking this fact into consideration. It will be much more effective to appeal to the people to join the Association for the Restoration of the Fatherland by using the names of people who are known to all our 20 million compatriots. It will be sufficient if you regard me as a son of our people and suppose that I have suffered greatly for the masses. Then I appeal to them to make as co-sponsors of the inaugural declaration elderly and well-reputed patriots, referring to the need to give up small matters in view of the court course, and propose the publication of the inaugural declaration with Wee Tong Baek and Jie Wenjiang as co-sponsors. Wee Tong Baek was the first to oppose my proposal. He said that such things as age and formal reputations were irrelevant, and that there was only one leader representing the entire nation and guiding the great cause of national liberation, General Kim known at home and abroad. Therefore, he added, a man like Kim could not be sponsor despite this stark fact, and persisted that as a matter of course, General Kim should be both president of the ARF and its sponsor. Taking my suggestion into consideration, he proposed that Yun Hyun be made co-sponsor along with me. After heated discussion, I agreed to become one of the sponsors on condition that the alias Kim Dong-myung was used. When he obtained my concession, Wee Tong Baek also consented to be sponsor. Thus, the names of three people, Kim Dong-myung, Wee Tong Baek, and Yun Hyun, were put down as co-sponsors in the inaugural declaration of the ARF published on May the 5th. Wee Tong Baek supplied me with the alias of Kim Dong-myung. When I said that I would agree to become sponsor only on condition that an alias be used, he could not insist on his own suggestion anymore and became engrossed in his thoughts for some time before adding that it would be a good idea to keep Kim as it was as the surname of my alias and name me Dong-myung. Dong meaning the east and Myung implying brightness. He said that if the name Kim Dong-myung was used for me, it would constitute a significant name in various aspects, in the sense of representing the nation. Everyone expressed their approval with warm applause. Thus, the alias Kim Dong-myung, like the name Kim Il-sung, was provided by other people. The declaration of the ARF published by us was subsequently sent to various places at home and abroad. In some places, it was reprinted and made public with the names of the sponsors repressed by those of influential figures and famous people in their own area. We allowed them free rein depending on their own situation. The ARF itself was called the East Manchurian Koreans Association for the Restoration of the Fatherland in East Manchuria, and in South Manchuria, it was named the Association for the Restoration of the Fatherland of the Koreans residing in Manchuria. For this reason, the names of such people as Oh Song-gyun, Om Su-myung, Lee San-jung, Lee Dong-gwang, and An Gwang-hun appear in some declarations of the ARF discovered by the Party History Institute. In accordance with the unanimous will of the participants, I took office as president of the ARF at its inaugural meeting. This is how our standing anti-Japanese National United Front body, the first of its kind in the history of the anti-Japanese national liberation struggle in our country, came to be born. The founding of the ARF as the first anti-Japanese National United Front body in our country constituted a milestone strengthening the mass foundation of the revolution. Following the founding of the ARF, the anti-Japanese National United Front movement developed rapidly in a more organized and systematic way on a nationwide scale, closely combined with the anti-Japanese armed struggle, it was able to dynamically organize and mobilize all the anti-Japanese forces to the struggle for national liberation. Unification of all the efforts of the nation for the liberation front marked a supreme task we had set ourselves since we started out on our struggle. We had spent many years to ensure that we achieved this aim. The foundation of the ARF represented the fruit of the active efforts of our young communists who had tirelessly trained our revolutionary forces, and marked a historic moment when our people again solemnly declared their will to fight more dauntlessly against the Japanese imperialists with their own efforts. It also marked a turning point in taking the general Korean Revolution with the anti-Japanese armed struggle as the keystone to a new upsurge. The foundation of the ARF enjoyed active backing at home and abroad as it met the requirements of the development of the Korean Revolution itself and the currents of the time. In various parts of the homeland and abroad, loud voices were raised in its support. The units of the Independence Army responded first. Immediately after the proclamation of the foundation of the ARF, Yun Il-par, Chief of Staff of the Government of the Korean Revolutionary Army, sent us a letter congratulating us on the foundation of the association and expressing his hope that he would be able to maintain close ties with us on the anti-Japanese front in the future. Moreover, Park, a nationalist fighter who was active in Shanghai, made a long journey to Manchuria and met the South Manchurian delegates of the ARF. He had exercised a considerable influence on nationalist fighters as a patriot who had been engaged in the independence movement for many years in China proper, such as in Shanghai, Beijing, and Tianjin. Park promised to carry out extensive work for the ARF, embracing the homeland and abroad. He also discussed ways of forming the Revolutionary Army for Independence as nationwide armed forces. As Rittenbeck wrote in his article entitled, Mr. X, a leader of the Chinese religion, personally visits the delegate of our Restoration Association in the first issue of the monthly Samuel, Park In-jin, who was a patriarch of the Chinese religion, also visited a secret camp in Mount Baekdu to see us on learning the happy news of the foundation of the ARF. He promised to persuade 1 million members of the Chundogyo Youth Party to join the Association for the Restoration of the Fatherland. Ri Chang-sun, Ri Jae-sun, Park Dal, and many others came to see us successfully and made an active contribution to the expansion of the organizations of the ARF. It will probably be difficult to contain even in several thick volumes the history of the development of the ARF, which expanded in a short space of time into a nationwide organization embracing hundreds of thousands of members. The birth of the Association for the Restoration of the Fatherland at the northern foot of Mount Baekdu in May 1936 constituted a historic event which ensured a new turning point in the development of the Korean Revolution and heralded the dawn of national liberation. Thus, the new brighter era of the Korean Revolution began to dawn at the foot of Mount Baekdu. You've just heard the last installment of Section 5, the Association for the Restoration of the Fatherland, of Chapter 12, to hasten the liberation of the country, from the great leader, President Kim Il-sung's reminiscences of the century. This is the Voice of Korea.
We now present an account in this title, Traces of Sangun on Seoul Pass. Well known for its steepness, is in the eastern mountain region of Korea. Respected Kim Jong-il, Supreme Commander of the Korean People's Army, continued his inspection of army units crossing the rugged Tsul Pass many a time. One day in March 1996, he met a soldier on his duty while crossing the Tsul Pass during his inspection to meet the soldiers on the forefront. Though it was March, the wind on the snow-covered pass was very chilly. But Kim Jong-il, looking at the sturdy soldier satisfactorily, kindly asked him if he was not cold, how old he was, where his house was, and what his parents wore. And then he posed for a photograph with the soldier. Afterwards too, he crossed the Tsul Pass several times to meet soldiers of the Korean People's Army. The following happened one year when he crossed the pass and called on soldiers again. Seeing his field car splashed with mud, the soldiers earnestly requested him in tears, "General, please don't cross the steep Tsul Pass anymore." At their earnest request, Kim Jong listened with a hearty laugh. "You mean I can get the Tsul Pass diploma since I've crossed it so many times?" Looking at them affectionately, he said firmly, "No, I can't receive it until the day of final victory in the building of a thriving country." One day in February 2004, respected Kim Jong-il traced back the days of his Sangam-based revolutionary leadership and said, "I have crossed the Tsul Pass many times, sometimes under rain and sometimes under snow. I have led the Sangam Revolution, inspecting forefront units across the Tsul Pass. The Tsul Pass is a symbol of the Sangam-based revolutionary leadership." Thanks to Sangam-based revolutionary leadership of respected Supreme Commander Kim Jong-il, the Korean people are vigorously advancing, smashing the vicious isolation and suffocation nerves of the imperialists. You've been listening to an account on this title, Traces of Sangam on Tsul Pass. This is Voice of Korea. We now present media quarters of the state meditative quarters, The Looks of Korea.
Nishkara Count. Peace is defended by the rifles of Sundan.
Dear listeners, now dark clouds of war are hanging over the Korean nation again, who has longed for peace more ardently than any other nations. A song is resounding over this land, representing the faith and will of the Korean people to win victory in the confrontation with the United States, with burning indignation against the U.S. imperialists and Lee Myung-bak and other traitors of South Korea, who are bringing the situation of the Korean peninsula to the brink of a war. If the invaders attack us, we'll defeat them courageously. On the order of our general, we took arms against the enemy. No matter how precious peace may be, we'll never beg for it. Peace is guaranteed by our rifles. People have valued peace more than any other nations. But clouds of war kept looming large on the Korean Peninsula in the past, owing to the U.S. imperialist strategy for world supremacy, owing to the annual war exercises of the U.S. imperialists to invade the DPRK by force of arms, and owing to ever more vicious moves of imperialists to isolate and suffocate the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Leader Kim Jong-il has raised higher the treasured sword of Sungun, or army-first politics, with firm faith that the strengthening of arms is the way for building a great, prosperous, and powerful nation of Korea and ensuring people's prosperous future. Experiencing the vitality of Sungun politics of Kim Jong-il, the Korean people and world progressive humankind more deeply felt the truth that genuine peace is defended by powerful arms. Russian writer Alexander Petrovich Brezhnev said, "The Sungun politics of leader Kim Jong-il has moved many people of the world. Today all countries of the world have realized how great Sungun politics is. Thanks to the Sungun politics of Kim Jong-il, peace and stability could be settled on the Korean Peninsula. It greatly encourages the peoples of many countries. The Korean people who have defended peace with the might of Sungun politics are now concentrating great efforts on economic construction to build a thriving country by 2012. U.S. imperialists and the traitorous Lee Myung-bak group, instigated by them, regarding it as a thorn in their flesh, are leading the situation to the brink of war, fabricating the sinking of a warship of the South Korean puppet navy, allegedly by the Norfolk's torpedo attack, saying the case has been finally confirmed, and crying about due price and resolute action. The United States and its followers hostile to the DPRK are egging the Lee Myung-bak and other traitors onto war and further intensifying pressure on the DPRK than ever before, crying about what they call sanctions. Like a newborn puppy not fearing a tiger, the U.S. imperialists and the Lee Myung-bak group are miscalculating. They don't know what a great military power of the DPRK and the mental strength of the Korean army and people who have risen up like rifles and bombs alike, and how the tradition of the ever-victorious Korean People's Army is being carried on. As we really love peace, we'll devote even our lives, united behind the general, 10 million took rifles of revenge.
Korean people 3 lapdos but never beg for it. If the U.S. imperialists and Lee Myung-bak and other traitors instigated by them trigger off a war, the Korean people will land an unpredictable iron fist on the invaders with just precollection. It is the Korean people's invariable iron will to answer the retaliation with more powerful retaliation and punishment with indiscriminate punishment of Korean style. The entire Korean army and people will fully explode the might of Sun-Yun consolidated so far and accomplish the history cause of national unification and firmly defend peace of the Korean peninsula and the world. Just heard Mishka account. Peace is defended by the rifles of Sun-Yun. This is Voice of Korea.
We now present Wind Music. We are the army of the party.
Thank you.
Dear listeners, now the international community expresses great doubts about the sinking of the warship Chunan of the South Korean Popular Navy, a case loudly advertised by the South Korean traitorous Lee Myung-bak group and the United States, with an ulterior intention to stifle the DPRK and exposes its conspiratorial nature. The United States and South Korea will sooner or later drop their axes on their own feet. Mass media of China and Russia expressed doubts at the recent sinking of the South Korean warship Chunan and comment that the case is a clumsy conspiratorial fuss of South Korea and the United States to stifle the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The Chinese reference news on May 22nd wrote that the Russian submarine expert told the reporter the results of the investigation of South Korea are hardly believable. If the warship Chunan had not discovered the opponent's submarine a torpedo approaching, the South Korean seamen should be called stupids. Certainly, the recent case is very doubtful. On May 24th, the Russian Internet News Agency Newsland and Via Novosti News Agency exposed the falsehood of the evidences produced by South Korea and contended that the story about the warship Chunan allegedly sunken by a North Korean submarine lacks credibility. Voice of Russia on May 25th reported, "The so-called investigation team of the case has no legitimate international status, and needless to say, it must be made clear that the team was organized by biased South Korea. Doubts about the objectivity of the investigation are expressed in South Korea too. Analysts contended that there exist unclear problems such as marking on the torpedo remains." The Russian newspaper Rossiyskaya Gazeta on May 26th wrote that the evidences offered by South Korea are totally unreliable. On the same day, another newspaper, Komsomolskaya Pravda, in its internet, quoted a colonel of the General Staff of the Navy of Russia as saying, "The Navy of Russia considers the recent case to be a likely clumsy dreamer. It is shown that all the material evidences were cooked on in haste. The recent case is a fabrication of those scheming to deceive the international community. The United States is a skillful producer in this aspect. It is necessary to remember with what false informations the United States deceived the United Nations when launching the Iraqi war. We have a strong feeling that the case of the Chunan is also a fabrication of the United States." The Chinese Hong Kong Phoenix Satellite Television televised commentaries on May 20th and 24th, saying there is a great possibility of the fabrication of the results of investigation into the sinking of the warship Chunan by somebody, and it arouses various doubts. The commentaries continued, "If the results of the recent investigation were fabricated, it should be done by the United States. It is because the United States, which is obliged to transfer the right to control wartime operations in 2012, felt it necessary to get an excuse for further strengthening military alliance with South Korea and keeping its troops in South Korea, and also because the United States wanted to settle the issue of its Okinawa military base before the end of May. After all, the United States and South Korea had to fabricate the recent case to realize their political purpose. They can easily ignore the death of seamen. The United States and South Korea will sooner or later drop their axes on their own feet." That's right. An all in a sect is bound to be found. The conspiratorial nature of the anti-DPRK racket kicked up by the United States and the South Korean traitorous Lee Myung-bak group concerning the sinking of the warship Chunan will be laid bare soon. If just at an account, the United States and South Korea will sooner or later drop their axes on their own feet. This is Voice of Korea. Thank you.
With this, we conclude English Language Service of Voice of Korea from the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Voice of Korea presents its English Language Service for Europe between 13 and 14 hours UTC, between 15 and 16 hours UTC, between 18 and 19 hours UTC, and between 21 and 22 hours UTC on 13,760 kHz and 15,245 kHz. For North America, between 13 and 14 hours UTC and between 15 and 16 hours UTC on 9,335 kHz and 11,710 kHz. And for Northeast Asia, between 1 and 2 hours UTC and between 3 and 4 hours UTC on 7,200 kHz, 9,345 kHz, and 9,730 kHz. Goodbye, this is Pyongyang.
朝鲜之声广播电台。
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 亲爱的听众朋友，你们好，现在开始朝鲜民主主义人民共和国朝鲜之声广播电台的这次华语广播。
亲爱的听众朋友，下面播送男声合唱《金正日将军之歌》。
Yeah.
朋友你们好，欢迎收听朝鲜之声广播电台今天的华语节目。这次节目有如下几个内容：先播报新闻，新闻之后呢，播送连续广播伟大领袖金日成同志的回忆录《与世界同行》，然后播送配乐节目《必胜之歌》，先欣赏一首歌曲，接下来播送演讲。针对密集集团疯狂的挑衅，要做好一切准备。最后播送视频，南昌县公局为何拒不接手调查团。好听的朋友，现在请继续收听这个时间的节目。
现在播报新闻。伟大领导者金正日同志对朝鲜劳动党中央委员会第一副部长、朝鲜民主主义人民共和国最高人民会议议员李世刚同志逝世仪式3号向他的灵前送花圈表示深切的哀悼。一些国家的报纸批特辑纪念伟大领导者金正日同志在朝鲜劳动党中央委员会工作46周年。柬埔寨的人民报5月26号登出金正日同志观看成批出产的维伦短纤维的照片，以为了人民为题刊载了文章。文章热烈称颂说，领导者金正日名副其实是为人民实施仁爱和信任政治的政治家，是为人民忘我奋斗的人民领导者的典型。俄罗斯的未来报第27登出金正日同志的革命活动照片，编辑了特辑。文章强调，领导者金正日自从在朝鲜劳动党中央委员会工作的第一天开始，致力于落实金日成主席的以民为天思想，朝鲜劳动党成了一个彻底坚持自主原则、毫不动摇地战胜历史考验的团结一致的组织。
我国平安北道、慈江岛、咸平南道两边都有群众分别在1号和2号举行大会，西路花选择了美帝国主义和李明模密集集团的反朝对抗阴谋活动。各道地方党、政权机关、社会团体、各级机关、工矿企业、农场的干部、劳动群众和青年学生参加群众大会。大会上，报告人和发言者说，由于南朝鲜后整集团和美帝侵略者空前疯狂的反朝对抗阴谋活动，今天朝鲜半岛局势极度紧张。他们强调，敌人这座天安后沉默事件的妄动是对我国的公然宣战。他们说，针对当前的严重事态，朝鲜民主主义人民共和国国防委员会通过发言人声明，严正声明旨在保卫国家和民族安全的原则立场，还有祖国和军统一委员会发言人发表谈话。朝鲜人民军总参谋部发起重大通告书，外务省发言人发表了谈话，对此表示全力支持和赞同。他们说，目前我国全体人民保持以无情的报复打击对付敌人的成绩，对穷凶极恶的战争狂人以严厉惩罚的状态。他们强调，将一手握紧枪杆，另一手拿着锤子和镰刀，更有力地展开旨在改善人民生活的总攻势。
朝鲜劳动党中央委员会和朝鲜民主主义人民共和国最高人民会议常任委员会对李志刚同志逝世仪式2号发表了讣告。讣告指出，朝鲜劳动党中央委员会第一副部长、朝鲜民主主义人民共和国最高人民会议议员李志刚同志，已熟悉99年2010年6月2号0点45分因交通事故不幸逝世，享年80岁。他在伟大领袖金日成同志的关怀下成长为独立的干部，集成拥护伟大领导者金正日同志的思想和领导，为加强和发展朝鲜劳动党、为完成主体革命事业而忘我奋斗，是一名忠诚的革命战士。他为祖国和革命建立功劳，被授予了我国最高勋章金日成勋章等很多国家勋章。他无限忠于党的领导，直到生命的最后时刻。
我国国民经济各部门职工、报纸要彻底粉碎美帝国主义和李明模逆界集团反朝对抗阴谋活动的决心，掀起封城高潮，完成了5月份生产计划。各地水电站和火电厂的工人群众大幅度增加电力生产，继4月后，在5月也超额完成了生产计划。开采工业省的干部和工人群众全部挖掘和动员内部潜力和可能性，超额1.7%完成了5月份计划。 化学工业部门也先前生产高潮圆满完成了无镍和生产计划。金色炼铁联合企业的工人群众大力展开铁钢材增产斗争，分别超额25.5%、2.6%、4.2%完成了五月份工业总产值、生铁和压延钢材等项目计划。
我国平安北道的干部和劳动群众，抱着要严厉惩罚那些百般企图扼杀朝鲜的美帝国主义和李明博逆界集团的决心，在人民消费品生产中掀起革新。道内各家工矿企业以群众性运动积极挖掘内部潜力来增加消费品生产，还利用当地丰富的原料资源生产优质人民消费品。
全国各地农业劳动者保持要坚决粉碎美帝国主义和李明博逆界集团反朝对抗阴谋活动的杀敌气概，加紧农业生产。平安北道各地农村已结束了对基本面积的大豆播种。
卡塔尔国酋长哈马德本哈利法阿勒萨尼5月31号会见前来参加第十届多哈讲坛的以副相金亨俊为团长的我国外友省代表团，并进行了交谈。会见时，代表团团长向酋长哈马德本哈利法阿勒萨尼转达了伟大领导者金正日同志的问候。酋长对此深表谢意，并嘱托代表团团长向金正日同志转达自己由衷的问候。
朝鲜民主主义人民共和国外务省发言人就以色列对装载人道主义物资驶向巴勒斯坦的和平船只实施军事攻击一事，三号回答了朝东社记者的提问。发言人说，以色列海军5月31号出动3艘军舰、多架军用直升飞机和数百名特工队员，在地中海公海上对装载将给巴勒斯坦加沙地区居民提供的救济物资而行驶的人道主义援助船队进行野蛮的攻击，造成了船上的数十名平民惨遭杀害或受伤，还把由6艘船只和700多名从巴勒斯坦团结活动家组成的船队全部截获并拉到以色列港口。这次事件是在美国的默许和庇护下进行的反人民罪行，是对巴勒斯坦等阿拉伯人民和中东和平进程的公然挑战。发言人请问说，美国制造天安号事件疯狂地掀起国际对朝施压和制裁骚动。